Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Ask More. The power of questions to open doors, uncover solutions, and spark change. By Frank Sesno. Forward by Wolf Blitzer. Performed by the author.
This book is dedicated to Kathy, my forever love. To our children, Matt, Emily, and Chris, and daughter-in-law, Emily, our future. And to Laura, our inspiration. Enjoy the journey, share it generously, and never stop asking.
Forward. If you want answers, you have to ask questions. It sounds simple, but it isn't. Asking the right question at the right time of the right person and knowing what to do with the answer you get takes thought, skill, practice, and sometimes luck. As my friend and former colleague Frank Sesno explains in this inspired and inspiring book, questions can solve problems. They can change lives. And the right questions at the right moment can even influence history. In the spring of 1977, a group of reporters shuffled into a small room on the first floor of Blair House, the brick townhouse on Pennsylvania Avenue across from the White House. Anwar Sadat, the president of Egypt, was staying there and had agreed to take questions from the media. Tension in the Middle East was high, but Sadat, erudite and savvy, seemed eager to open a new chapter in the region. A young reporter in the back of the room eventually raised his hand. "Mr. President," he said, "you seem so sincere in your quest for peace. Why don't you do something to demonstrate that to Israel? Perhaps you can open some direct human contact with Israel. Why not allow an exchange of journalists or athletes or scholars?" It seemed like a simple question, but it was one no one had asked. If you want peace, wouldn't there have to be face-to-face contact first? Sadat thought for a minute, then he answered. "Part of the Arab-Israeli conflict is a psychological one," he said. "I myself have no objection to this, but believe me, our people are not yet ready for this after 29 years of hatred and four wars and bitterness. All that has happened, we must take it gradually." I was the young reporter at the back of the room, and that question, Sadat would later say, germinated in his mind for months, eventually leading to his groundbreaking trip to Jerusalem to address the Knesset, Israel's parliament, and later, in 1979, to a peace treaty signed at the White House.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?